USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding coronavirus went on to kill the woman who had accused him. Ibrahim Balachi shot and killed the woman after he was released from jail. He initially was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. His lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on $25,000 bond on the objections of the prosecutor. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are major issues with some of the election ballots sent in the area around Las Vegas, Nevada, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation found that more than one-sixth of mail-in ballots sent to voters in Nevada's largest county during the 2020 primary went to outdated addresses. The Election Integrity Group reviewed 1.3 million mail-in ballots from Nevada's Clark County sent during the June primary. It found that more than 223,000 of the ballots were sent to outdated addresses, leading the Postal Service to designate them as undeliverable. The undeliverable ballots accounted for 17% of all ballots mailed to registered voters. Nearly 75% of Nevada's total population resides in the county, which includes Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
16 people were killed and at least 100 injured when an Air India Express flight from Dubai crashed after skidding off a runway while landing in heavy rain in the South Indian state of Kerala. The plane was traveling to the city called Calcutta. It was carrying people to India after they became stranded abroad because of COVID-19. The aircraft split in two, killing 16 people. Indian Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said in a tweet, about 123 people now have been named as injured in the crash. The airline also said 190 people were on board the plane, including 10 infants, 2 pilots, and 4 cabin crew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.